Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. So, you know, I think it's time for us to really, really take a look at something. There were certainly some things that put us in a position where we believed we could not win during, I would say, you know, the Jim Crow days. There were certainly some things that have put us in a position where we thought we could not win during a recession. There are some things that we thought put us in a position so we could not win financially, economically, and otherwise, of course, during the pandemic. But I think that there is something happening right now that we can't quite grasp, that we're not really aware of, but I believe it's a feeling. It is a sentiment. It is an energy that is running rampant. And of course, today on the Millionaires Roundtable, I have to have someone here with me to really break down this thing that is happening. And it is financial stress at another level. I don't know if people can point to it. I don't know if they can really identify what it is. I think people are learning. They're taking classes. They're watching videos. They're listening to the radio every day. But something is happening, and a breakthrough is not the thing that is happening. So I was reading this morning, and I just want you to listen to this. I was reading this in Joel Osteen, Your Best Life. And here's what it says. You may have valid reasons for feeling sorry for yourself. You may have gone through things that nobody deserves to experience in life: physical, verbal, sexual, or emotional abuse. Maybe you've struggled with a chronic illness or an irreparable physical problem. Maybe your dreams didn't work out. I don't mean to minimize those difficult experiences, but if you want to live in victory, you cannot let your past poison your future. And I want to talk about financial therapy. Therapy is the new word. It's the new lingo. I think people think it's cool to get a therapist when your relationship isn't working out, if your kids aren't acting right, if your job isn't doing well. But what happens when your money is not acting right? So, of course, I have to have my sister here with me, my business partner, our legend, your icon, MC Light. Thank you always for joining us here on the roundtable.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to be here with you, Lynn. Thank you for the invitation.
Yes. So financial therapy, financial stress, it's almost like we've been talking about this so much, and we talked about it for a long time, telling people how to start a home-based business. We went on the road with it. And then, of course, boom, bam, one day everybody needed a home-based business because we all had to stay home. And so I never want to minimize the importance of this topic. I never want to minimize it and act like, you know, it's over with. Everybody should just have figured it out by now. We've talked about it. I have to go back to the basics with the basics. What are your thoughts about this?
Oh, goodness. Well, you know what? I love the quote that you just shared. I think it's really important that as we go through the steps, and I guess with therapy of any kind, you know, the idea is to get out what the issues are, and all the while being kind to yourself, because there are lots of places when you start to dissect reasons why things happen, there are all sorts of places where you can begin to blame yourself. And you don't want to get caught or trapped in that train of thought, which I think it was great what Joel Osteen said in terms of not letting your past poison your future. I really took that to heart, because there are so many ways that we all know we could have done something better. Hindsight. When you're in it, you may not choose the best choices. You know, you may not see all of the available ways in which you can make the highest, you know, the choice that gives you the highest possible outcome that affects everyone in a positive light. You know, that doesn't always happen when you're in the midst of making a really important decision. So I respect and take that quote to heart. However, yeah, we're in a space where therapy is the new word, but I'm also seeing people gain a lot from different types of therapy, more so about who it is they are as a person and dealing with those types of traumatic experiences that they've had. As it relates to finances, I think this is a brilliant idea to be able to address your finances in the same capacity, because they need it needs attention. And too often, you know, even though money may be one of the biggest problems in people's lives, I don't know that they necessarily have the tactics in which to get through the rough patches.
Yeah, you know, you said something that is so important, and we're here on the Millionaires Roundtable, of course, and we're just going back to the basics and trying to look at this thing from an entirely new perspective, although I don't think the perspective itself is new, but the way we are applying it, it may be new to some, and that is to get in financial therapy. This is, you know, it's almost like if you experience something traumatic, let's say it was a physical issue or it was a mental or emotional thing that happened to you, you would not go to class to learn how to, you know, not get physically assaulted. You wouldn't necessarily do that. Now, you may do that. You may learn, you may go to a class to teach yourself if you were physically assaulted and it resulted in trauma to you. You may go to a class to learn how to defend yourself, but you also need to go to someone to talk about what that attack has done to you, how it has changed your thinking, how it has made you stop, and how it has made you potentially poison your future with your past. And so the one thing that I'm going to take from this first part of this segment is, if you want to stop poisoning your future with your past, one, you must stop blaming yourself. You must stop blaming yourself. The harvest is now, and it is your season to win. So what is the word of the day, the action of the day, the word of the hour, the message for the moment? I'm going to continue to read something that I shared earlier. It's time to allow your emotional wounds to heal. Quit comparing your life to someone else's and quit dwelling on what could or should have been. Quit asking questions such as why this, why that, or why me? Let go of those hurts and pains. Forgive the people who did you wrong. Forgive yourself for the mistakes that you have made. Forgive yourself. That's step one. It is absolutely impossible for you to achieve what it is that you want, blaming yourself. I want you to get this thing.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org.
Is your 2024 already in financial chaos? Then it's time for Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University to transform your finances in this once-in-a-lifetime financial fitness boot camp. In 90 days, in 90 lessons, with instructions directly from Lynn Richardson and three books, you will learn how to end your spending addiction, rebuild your credit, start a business, expand your business, build multiple streams of income, buy a home, reduce your taxes, plan for retirement, invest in the stock market, create your estate plan, start your nonprofit, buy investment property, and more. In this boot camp, Dr. Lynn will cover budgeting, home ownership, planning, executive business coaching, retirement planning, making more money in your business, changing your money mind, and more. For more information about Lynn Richardson's books, webinars, and classes, please go to asklynn.org.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you.
I'm going to keep saying it. The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to win. We are talking about something new, but not really new. We're talking about financial therapy and just taking a look over the past 5, 6, or 7 decades. This is not new. We were financially depleted in the 50s, in the 60s, in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, in the 2000s, the 2010s, and now the 2020s. Our financial situation has not changed. And so if the financial situation has not changed, perhaps we are the ones to do the changing. MC Light, that first thing that you said, and this message, this important message about not allowing the past to poison the future. Now, of course, there are external things that need to change, that should change. Laws should change. Legislation should change. This new lawsuit where, people are being sued for giving grants to Black women in business when every culture supports its own. When we're looking at those things, it seems like we are beat down and we cannot look up. But my friend Les Brown always says, if you can look up, you can get up. And I think our looking up is us looking up inside ourselves and figuring out how to get the help that we need to go to the next level.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. It's so interesting where we stand because we have access to the information. And thank you, Lynn, for all of what it is that you do, because you have put people in a position where they can easily access this information. But once you've accessed it, it's also about using it. And so it's the funny thing of being able to have all of this information. You have to prepare yourself to have it. I know that I have. So I don't want to sound like I'm, talking down to people, because I am also a participant of financial therapy. And by that meaning, because we work very closely together, you are the COO of everything, Sunny Girl and beyond, that's in my world, it's very easy for you to see the finances and see where it is that we're spending. In fact, you are making, most of the CFO decisions. And so I get a front row seat in knowing how decisions are made, why they're being made, so on and so forth. And so I just think it's really stepping outside of myself and what it is that I do. As a creative, it isn't my inclination to want to look at spreadsheets and finances and things of that nature. No, it really isn't. But I understand how important it is. And so I just want to stress, to folks that are listening that really want to change and really want to, dig deeper than they ever have with increasing their knowledge on their finances. You get that word, on their finances, because some people don't know about what is happening in their space. And so now is the time. And every time you say the harvest is now, it really is. And we have to speak a good word. And so, the angels are listening. God is listening. He wants to make the things come to fruition for all of us. And so we have to speak those things as if they are.
You know what? You better preach it. Speak those things that are not as though they were. I know sometimes people say, Lynn, preach too much. Well, I don't know what to tell you because that's how I got here. That's how I am here. That's how I'm going to stay here. And that's how Amen. I'm going to get you to where, you know, you're trying to go. If you want to follow me, you're going to have to follow him. And that's just how it goes. So, you know, you said something so important that you have a front row seat every day. So you're right. You get financial therapy every day or, you know, whenever we make a decision, whenever I make a decision, we are applying some of those things. And, you know, we got to talk about this. So we're talking about how to stop your past pain from poisoning your future. And the first thing, you know, is to stop blaming yourself. I would say, you know, probably the second thing is simply, this is something I just want everybody to do. I don't want you to overthink it. I don't want you to start trying to process it. It is have faith. Choose faith. What do you have to lose? I mean, faith might seem like a hard thing to do when things are rough, but what else you gonna do? You gonna choose fear? You're going to choose anxiety. You're going to choose disbelief. You have to choose faith. You know, when I was at my rock bottom, literally it was either I'm going to just go out of here or I'm going to be faithful. Like which one I'm going to do. And since I'm staying here, I must choose faith. And one of the things about faith, you know, I broke this down and I want to break it down for people today. You know, we talk about this and whether you go to church or not, I think everybody has heard this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We say that, and I don't even know if people really understand what it means mathematically. The first part is faith is the substance. Stop there. What is substance? And we're going to do this together. So like, can you tell me what substance is? Maybe you can Google it really quickly. I want people to know how we break things down. We don't always come to the table prepared with the answer. We come to the table with the issue, with the problem, and we discover the answer together. So what does substance mean? Like, what is your terminology? And if you're listening to this, everybody, go Google the word substance. What does substance mean?
Substance says a particular kind of matter with uniform properties.
Okay.
A real physical matter of which a person or thing consists and which has a tangible, solid presence.
Okay. So faith is the substance. That means it's the consistent matter. Substance, in my mind, when I think of substance, what is the substance of the sweet potato pie? Well, the sweet potato pie is made out of candy yams. It's made out of eggs. You've got some cinnamon there. So substance is also ingredient. So faith is the ingredient. Faith is the matter. Faith is the substance. So it is the substance of what? It is the ingredient of what? It is the matter of what? Well, faith is the substance of things hoped for. All right, let's stop there. What are the things hoped for? What are some of the things that you hope for, Light?
I hope to end world hunger.
See, there you go. I hope to help people feel a piece of my heart so that they can feel the love that God has for them so that they have the power to continue. Literally, if I could take my heart out of my chest and put it in other people's bodies, I would. So that they would just have for a moment some power. So what does that mean? These are the things I hope for. How do I get the things I hope for? Well, it must have the ingredients. What is the ingredient? The ingredient is faith. The substance is faith. The matter is faith. So first, stop blaming yourself. And two, choose faith. Why? Because the harvest is here, the time is now, it is your season to win.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to win. It is time to stop allowing your past to poison your future. Maybe it is time for financial therapy. There is so much happening in the world, but what's happening in the world does not have to be your story. How do you stop your past from poisoning your future? Number one, stop blaming yourself. Number two, choose faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's part one. And of course, you know, we have MC Light here with us. Part two of that very popular message. Like I said, whether you go to church or not, I think everybody has heard that scripture. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. What are you hoping for? You're hoping for financial freedom. You're hoping for a financial breakthrough. You're hoping for financial deliverance. You're hoping to get out of debt. You're hoping to have enough money to take your kids on a vacation. You're hoping to be able to go and get your school supplies without having to worry about where the money's going to come from. You're hoping for the ability to pay all of your bills on one day and not have to worry about money for the rest of the month. You're hoping for just the ability to pay your light bill, your gas bill, your rent, your mortgage, your car note, your insurance, and everything that's connected to it without stress, without strain. You're hoping for it. What is the ingredient? You may have thought the ingredient was having a rich parent. You may have thought the ingredient was getting a sugar daddy or a sugar mama. You have may have thought the ingredient was even taking a class. Now, some of those things may help you, right? But none of those things are going to sustain you. The ingredient is faith. The ingredient to sustain anything that you hope for is faith. Why? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, listen to this, MC Light. The second part of that is this. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. Have you ever really thought about what it means when you say you have evidence? Tell me, tell us, like, you are a wordsmith. What is evidence? Now, whether you Google that or whether, come on now.
Proof. So, and the definition says the available body of facts or information indicating whether a belief or proposition is true or valid.
So, if faith is the evidence of things not seen, what does that mean? That means faith is the proof. Faith is the, what does it say? The body of facts?
Yes, the available body of facts or information indicating whether a belief or proposition is true or valid.
So, if faith is the evidence, that means faith is the proof of things not seen. Faith is the body of available facts. Now, wait a minute. How can faith be a fact? How can faith be a fact? Now, if you've ever heard me speak about faith, what have I always said? My faith is not a belief. My faith is a fact. The fact that I have faith means my facts that I'm believing in are already true. Let me repeat that.
Go on now.
The fact that I have faith means the faith that I have is all for the things I believe. It's already true. It's already true. It is not something that is going to happen. It is something that is happening. What does that mean? It's happening. Well, if you are running, let's think about somebody at the Olympics who is in a race and they're running and they win. Well, they're running the race. At the point you're running the race, you are already in the fact of the faith that you're believing in. Just by running. If you stop running, you can never get to the finish line. But the fact that you are running means that your winning has already happened. Your winning is happening. Your winning is bound to come. So
How to stop your past from poisoning your future. Number one, stop blaming yourself. Number two, choose faith. Because faith is your evidence. Faith is your ingredient. Faith is the substance. Faith is the body of facts. Faith is the thing. Now, yes, you can go and get $1 million, but how many people do you know who had $1 million who no longer have it? How many people have you heard of who won the lottery who no longer have the money?
Oof, Jesus.
How many people have you heard of, do you know, can you see right now, who were wealthy with hundreds of millions of dollars and have no money? So money is not the ingredient for financial freedom. The job, the career, the whatever, yes, it is the resource, but it's not the substance. And so I think as we start to really ponder, like, why are we in this financial situation? You've been talking about how these businesses have been, going under, and how these businesses have been laying people off. And these businesses are not just laying off people in the mailroom. They're not just laying off the receptionist. They're laying off people who make six figures, seven figures, by the thousands. When you lay off somebody in the mailroom, maybe that person can go find another mailroom job. But when you start laying off people who made six figures, vice presidents and senior vice presidents, and people make six and seven figures by the waves, that's not a new job that you can just go easily get. But guess what? The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to win. And we're going to do it together at AskLynn.org.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to win. How to stop your past from poisoning your future. We're talking about right now your whole future, but specifically your financial future. Too many of us are in a situation where our financial past is poisoning our present and our future. You know, my youngest daughter said something, and we were talking about the newer generation and the belief systems that the new generation has about money. When we were growing up, like, we had to make it happen. We had to go out and get a job. And I wanted a job, and I wanted to work hard at my job. Working hard was something that was innately in me that I wanted to do, because I believed that working hard would help me to be successful, and being successful, a part of it meant making more money at some point, somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. And what we heard from her very clearly is she said they don't want to work hard. I'm like,
no, they want all the fringe benefits, but they don't want to work hard. No sweat. They want no calluses.
She even talked about coming to this world against her will, and now she got to fend for herself. I was like,
right, for the rest of her life. She didn't like that. I want you to make this point about Kennedy, but I also wanted to just piggyback off of what you said in terms of wanting to work.
Yes.
I remember as a kid, my mom, she attended school during the day, and she worked at this bar lounge at night that was around the corner from where we lived. And I would go there and see her after school, play the jukebox, go home, do my homework. And when she came home, she would drop off her brown paper bag with all her tips in it. And I would count money every night. And I knew from then that I needed to work hard to make my own money. And I wanted to. It wasn't a big deal for me to feel like I've got to work to get it. And I don't want to say the entire younger generation, but most of them, the ideology is all of this is just going to come to me, and there's going to be no pitfalls or hard. It shouldn't be hard. And when it becomes hard for them, then they walk away. I can't tell you how many times I have heard from one of my friends that their children have quit their job over something silly. The manager yelled, yeah, so what? People yell in the house. It's like all of the seasoning is out of the food, Lynn. It's out of the food in terms of these young people. They don't like to be reprimanded. They don't like to be told when something is just, this is not right. Their boss at work is telling them how they need to do it, and they've got an attitude about how they need to get it done. They don't, the music, you can't say anything that's too revelatory or too educational, because then you're preaching. And that's what hip hop used to be about. But you know, I can always take things to hip hop to make an example.
No, I love it. I love it. You're saying something right here. So we're, and I want you to continue. How do you take it to hip hop? Because we know you've got new record. You got a new record out. You got new hits out. You've got all this stuff. We're so excited about that. We're talking about how to stop your past from poisoning your future. Number one, stop blaming yourself. Number two, choose faith. I'm going to say number three, light. You must do the work.
Yes.
You must do the work. I'm like, I don't know where, how, even if it gets passed down to you. So my youngest, she said, you know, we don't really want to do the work. And then she talked about, because we were given the examples of how we had to make it happen because we didn't want to see our parents struggle. I didn't want to see Grandma B struggle. I wanted to be in a position that someday I could take care of her financially. Mm-hmm. In the way that she took care of me spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all those things. I didn't want to see her struggle. I didn't want to see her having a clean home to wealthy people. So she also talked about how for us, it was about us passing wealth back up to our parents, whereas other cultures are dealing with it differently. They are passing wealth down. Mm-hmm. But I'm almost thinking, is passing wealth down good? Because if y'all don't want to work, you still got to work on the wealth that's been passed down to you. It just doesn't come free.
Yeah, yeah. There's some fundamental differences, I think, when other cultures pass money down. They still want to work.
Wait a minute. You just said something. Guess what? The harvest is here. The time is now. It is our season to win. We got to talk about that. You must do the work.
Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you.
The harvest is here. The time is now. It's always your season to win. You can start winning at AskLynn.org. We are talking about how to stop your past from poisoning your future. And financial therapy might just be a piece of it. How do you stop your past? One, stop blaming yourself. Two, choose faith. Three, do the work. Do the work. Light. I've broken down the word work because I think this is the part that is extremely, it's an issue. Mm-hmm. The reason why we fail financially is because we don't do the work. The reason why we fail in our relationships is because we don't do the work. Mm-hmm. We were also talking about how in the younger generation, or actually this is kind of across the board, but it's so easy to just go find somebody new that doing the work in an existing relationship sometimes does not happen. And so work is an acronym. Each letter means something. Work means, number one, wisdom. When you work, you get wiser. When you work, you can win. When you work, it means you are willing to be responsible for the blessings that you receive as a result of the work.
Amen.
Work is wisdom. The O is obtained. Wisdom obtained. Okay? So that means you have to actually go out and get it. Uh-huh. You have to go out and obtain it. It's not something that you already have in you. You discover the wisdom from doing the work. You know, I remember my first job at Illinois Bell, and I was responsible for alphabetizing thousands of sheets of paper. And I was in the data entry department, and these were the people who made minimum wage or the lowest salary. So here I come, little 15-year-old girl from the projects in Chicago, and I saw them trying to alphabetize their things, and it was taking them all day. And so the first thing I did, I said, give those to me. I can do it. And instead of trying to alphabetize each individual page one by one, first, I put everything in groups. I put them in separate groups. So I had an A through D group. I had an E through K group. I had an L through, you know, O group. Then I had an R through, you know, a Q through whatever. I had five groups. That's what I did first. Then I went and I just only alphabetized all the A's and then all the, I had to learn that through doing the work. That's not something that I knew how to do before I got there. It was a wisdom opportunity retained kinetically. So you have to get the wisdom. It has to be obtained, and then you have to retain it, and then it's kinetic. It is action. It is movement. You cannot become wise standing still. You cannot become wise doing nothing. You cannot become wise if everything is handed to you. The harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season to win. Do the work.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
The harvest is here. The time is now. It's your season to win. Stop your pain in your past from poisoning your future. Number one, stop blaming yourself. Number two, choose faith. Number three, do the work. I'm going to have to do a part two to this. Like, we're going to have to take part two because, I mean, I don't want to rush through the steps, but we must do the work. And I just want to restate something. And you can come up with your own letters or words for this acronym, but work is wisdom, opportunity, revealed, retained, remembered, whatever you want to call it, but wisdom, opportunity, revealed or retained kinetically. That means you actually have to take action and do the work. Like, you've been doing this for a long time. Tell us before we go, how do we do work? What does that mean to you?
Well, you know what? I think even more, I'd like to use this little bit of time to say there are some people from the younger generation that really enjoy work. I think what it is that we need to stress is sometimes the work that you do may not be what it is that you want to do at that moment. There are times when people have to work at a job because they need money to pay for the things that they want, pay for the things that they've already spent money on, and they have debt. So I think I don't want to get it confused that all young people don't know how to work or don't want to work, or I think they're a little tied up and laser focused on the things that they only want to do while working. And sometimes you need to have a little bit more space to understand that there will be jobs that you may have to do to bridge you to the job that it is that you want.
You know, there's something else that my youngest said. She said, you know, today, if people don't like their job, they quit it and go get another one. And I have to honestly admit, I could not disagree. Listen, this is why I don't work for anybody and nobody, I guess, you know, because if I didn't like it, I would leave. The most I would stay there is 2 years. And usually by the end of that 2 years, I was already done in month four. So staying there 2 years was just a part of the fact that I needed the money. I couldn't just quit today. But, you know, I want people
to... The kids ain't staying nowhere.
They're not staying anywhere. You're right.
No, they're not staying. They're leaving immediately. When something becomes intolerable, they're out of there. It's like, oh, you're working, right? No, I quit that job. It was only 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, the only place I quit in 2 weeks was when I worked at Target. I realized very early on that I do not do manual labor. I could not. I thought I was just going to be the cashier, the person that checks everybody out. No, I had to go straighten up the clothes. I was like, oh, no, this is not going to work for me. Find me an office job. I would rather work 100 hours in a job where I use my brain than to work 2 hours in a job where I have to contribute physically. So, you know, a part of that is that's just the truth. You know, you used to work at Bear Stearns delivering stuff to people all over the city of New York. I wouldn't have done that job. I would have sat at the desk at the reception and talked to the people or taught them a class, or, you know, I would have done something
value.
Like that. I love it.
Value in that job.
Let me tell you, I love it. And the thing is to know what it is that you are supposed to do. Stop your past from poisoning your future. Stop blaming yourself, choose faith, and do the work. The harvest is here, the time is now. It's still your season to win.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media, at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show, at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. I'm not sure.